Dilrog Jaya Singh.
Good morning. I'm already cracking up listening to Fev sing, but also just then with the previous segment that you had, Fief, it was Jerry Springer stories. Sitting outside and I was listening. And the way you threw to the story made me think that I was on. I nearly ran into the studio. Can we play that audio, Fifi?
Jeff, what have you got? What sort of juicy burbs. Jerry Springer story have you got from Packy?
And I was like, oh, I'm on. Oh, this Packy. Is my cue to come running in. Just listen to it in isolation. Go.
Packy.
Oh, so you can't
please
say that.
Please welcome Dilrog Jaya Singh.
Please cancel. 20.
Yeah. That's what we call it, don't we?
I think you said we've got Dilrog out there.
And then Packy. Said
that oh.
What did she say?
Way to make me feel
you
welcome.
Can't say that.
Packy. Hey.
Can I please have that as an intro every time I'm on the show? Yeah,
you should have it when you get a message.
Packy.
It's great to be welcome back, Fifi Box.
So good to see you. And obviously we will talk about Pre-Loved, your show. Yeah. It was a must-see show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Thank you.
Because we'll get to that in a second. But I want to talk about you killed it last night at Tommy's Roast.
And thank you.
Not only did you because of all the highlights through the socials, your joke about Manus Island was hilarious. Nick Cody was losing his mind in the video.
I shared it on my stories as well. And I think the best reaction to that is Cody. You had one of those live at the Apollo times, you know, smacking your legs. And the joke was
I watched it like 10 times because of the great man, Nick Cody. I've never seen him so animated. And I came into Leon today and said, hey, bro, did you see Dilrog's joke and Nick Cody going nuts? But I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I didn't understand.
I had to explain the joke to
him. And he had to explain what it was to me.
It was very cerebral. Well, the joke is that Tom Ballard is quite an activist, and he's very passionate about refugee rights. And he wrote a whole show about, you know, refugees in Manus Island.
He's
also gay. And I said the only issue is when he was going to help these people with Manus Island, he read it as, anus.
No, I get it. It's funny.
That's amazing.
And then you had another. Now, I missed this, but Nick told me you had a very good one for Carrie.
Well, Carrie.
Who had a good one for Carrie?
Packy.
See.
It's not his name.
It's Dilrog and he's Sri Lankan.
You're not going to live this down, man.
No,
I'm sorry.
Ever.
I'm sorry. It's too perfect. Bad. I looked at Leon and James and I'm like, what did she say?
What did she say?
Packy.
Packy. No more.
It's a suburb in Melbourne.
Her face has gone red.
I know, because I can't get out because I'm being roasted.
Who's Fifi's favourite cricket team?
Packy.
When she gets really embarrassed, the end of her tip of her nose goes really red.
Oh, really? Like Rudolph. Red.
Yeah, look.
You can't see it now. Carrie gag.
Oh, yes. So that's right. Carrie was introducing her. She was hosting the thing. And literally as I was walking up, I thought, I'll give this a go. And I just said, thanks, Fifi.
Destroyed.
Did Carrie say this back to you?
Packy. Okay. Now.
Hey. I think we can all agree. What a fun last day in a job. What a time.
You've had an illustrious career.
Yeah, she's been around a while.
I've been vying for this job for some years now. Yeah. This is how I finally get it. Yeah. Welcome to the Bill, Fev and Nick show.
It'll be Fev, Nick and...
Packy. It's
got a good ring to
it. Across Melbourne.
Okay,
Deal. I got my composure back.
Because I am one of your biggest fans, and not only professionally, but personally.
Right.
And we went on this journey with you a few years ago. You fell in love.
Yes.
And now this
show. It was on the show, I think. Remember, on the show, we did a thing where we asked a listener who wanted to date me, and then I came and spoke about Raya, the celeb app or whatever, and then I matched with someone.
And you said to
us, I showed it to you guys, like literally going, here's so-and-so I matched with. And that ended up being my girlfriend for about 2 years. Mm. But unfortunately, she and I broke up at the end of 2022.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything, Fev. It was basically, you know, we're very much in love. And
you don't have to explain it, mate. I'll just...
Yeah. I felt like suddenly went from Packy to Jerry Springer.
I told her, Packy your stuff up and get out of here.
It's
I'm not going to laugh just in case we get cancelled. Yeah. The video goes wrong.
No, I think because you have one, because you have one here, you're fine.
Not funny, bro.
Just as everyone's just backing away, just me and Cody. No, it was just it was painful. Just the futures weren't aligned, and so I just had to make the call. It was easily the hardest thing to do, to end something that you really like, knowing that it's just gonna turn bad.
Mm.
And I said, it's a weird example, but at the same time, it's kind of like what I learned from Game of Thrones. Like, I wish I jumped off in season 5 before it went bad in season 6. Now the whole show is ruined.
That's so true.
But that's a hard thing to tell someone when you're breaking up with them, going, I'm breaking up with you because of Game of Thrones. I don't want you to turn into Khaleesi and burn everybody, and I don't want to sleep with my twin brother.
Jerry.
But it's good. Like, we're still good mates. She's, literally, we were hanging out the other day. And actually, she's helping me with some gags for the new show about our breakup. So
That's so great.
I'd like to think it's healthy.
Because this is a generalization that I'm saying to two very successful comedians. But I think some of my favorite, sorry, and Fev, yeah. some of my favorite stand-up routines or specials are breakup shows.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I've seen comedians and then they
like
go
like Daniel Sloss's one that
Bang.
Blew up on Netflix.
Amazing.
Yeah. So
I'm really looking forward to this.
Well, now the pressure is on for me to match with Sloss, one of the biggest stand-up specials ever. But no, it is good. Look, the breakup, to be honest, is just very much at the start of the show. Very quick mention of it. And then it's about all these, because I went from doing a lot of scientific like stuff like psychology and stuff to going, you know what, this isn't working, I'm still depressed and miserable, let me try all these other crazy holistic stuff. So I talk about going on a Bali wellness retreat that I wanted it to be like my, you know, Julia Roberts Eat, Pray, Love. It was closer to Eat, Pray, Wank.
It's always there. Yeah. Everyone does it.
It was so lonely.
Hey, did you talk about your heart attack? You had a heart attack.
That was last year's show. Yeah. I did talk about a heart attack. Year. And that was...
Everything good?
I picked up smoking darts, so that's probably not a great start.
It's fruit.
I called Dill yesterday and he was at the pharmacy and it sounded like he was picking stuff up for my grandpa.
Oh, yeah. Because the meds that I'm on, it's just like for cholesterol, for blood thinners, there's statins and all kinds of stuff or whatever. I don't know. No, not yet, but I'm close, man. Yeah. The way I'm yo-yoing, I'm like, I might as well go the Ozempic route. Mate, you had a great gag about Ozempic. Do you want to share that?
Yeah, Dill's weight goes up and down all the time. I think his favorite meal is a Mick Ozempic.
You must have said something else because Leon was saying, no, don't.
Really? No.
You told me another one and don't do that one.
Okay, right. So for me, I think it was just pretty much like realizing that, the retreat and all that was just eventually just leading me to realize I just need to feel better.
Yeah. And we can say anything we want because we've always got this on file.
Packy.
Oh,
hey. Now, Nick, you might not know this, Fev knows this, but where Dill, you and I first met. We've obviously known each other
Tinder.
For years now.
No. sorry, are we not sharing that yet? Yeah. Wow. In spite of the things you said about me on the show so far,
was it FHM? No, what was the magazine?
I'm with you. I really want to go keep going.
Remember, we were at Sydney at Fox Studios when you got up to perform in that competition.
No, that wasn't me. That was probably Nazim Hussain or something.
Not another one.
No,
it was the wrong.
Packy.
Oh, wow.
No, we've had this conversation.
Fee, this isn't your World Vision kid. This is Dill. Oh, Jesus, mate.
What's happening? This might be my favorite appearance on this show. Done. Just to see Fifi Box turn so red. Mate. Listeners, I wish you could see the beacon because she's wearing white as well. Yeah. It's like a Japanese flag right now.
Who knows? It's redder than Rudolph's.
Conversation.
Oh, man, I swear to God, I'm not throwing you under the bus. I promise you, I cannot genuinely.
It wasn't Nazim.
No, it wasn't. No.
Carl Barron, we get confused a lot.
Wasn't it? Troy Kinney?
I can see how you get them mixed up.
we're both lifeguards.
All right, Melbourne. Don't miss. Do not miss.
Hacky.
His show, it's actually Dill Rook. It's called Pre-Loved. It's at the Melbourne International Comedy Fest. That's from tomorrow night. Tickets are on sale. comedyfestival.com.au.
Yeah,
you could have this show on your own tomorrow. Oh. It could all be gone.
We're gone.
Dil Rook, have an amazing time.
Thank you, everybody. Oh,
that was fun.